Dear Santa, my name is Genesis. For Christmas, I would love a gift card to a clothing store. I barely have clothes.
Dear Santa, my name is Larry. I am 9 years old. I wish you could give me some books.
Dear Santa Claus, I am a 5-year-old girl named Ruby. I'm in kindergarten and I have a brother named Jaden. My mother is not working at the above time and my grandmother is not working too.
Dear Santa, I'm a single parent of a 5-year-old little girl named Lily. She was born with bilateral club feet. As a single parent, I had to leave my job so I can be able to care for her. Please, I ask if it's possible to help me make this Christmas a special one for my angel.
That's just a small sample of the 2 million or so letters that have been received by the main post office in New York City this Christmas season.
We open them, we process them, and we make them available for the public to read.
Pete Fontana oversees the elves in New York. The 22 postal employees who have volunteered to organize the letters and offer them to the public and to charities for adoption.
And these letters, some of them are funny, some of them are sad, some of them are very needy. We've had a number of people walk out of here crying this year. Because the letters are so needy, people like a single mom with 3 kids and she just lost her job and they're being evicted. That's how sad the letters have been this year, because there's a lot of people on unemployment. The need is great, and then there's people that want to help.
Fontana adds that many Dear Santa letters do come from relatively well-off children. One boy sent a computer-printed wish list containing 500 items.
He must have just went through the whole Toys R Us catalog and put everything down. But basically what they ask for is things that their parents can't afford. The things that they see the other kids have and that they want. Pretty much the Xbox, the Wii, and all things like that is the thing that they want. A digital camera, a laptop computer. Sometimes they'll ask for a jacket for their mother because the mother doesn't have winter clothes. Or they don't have sheets for the bed, or they're all sleeping on the floor. They even ask for a bed. I mean, it's just amazing the things that they ask for.
Fontana recalls one letter from a severely disabled child who asked Santa for a high-tech wheelchair.
And it ran close to $20,000 to get this chair, and the family didn't have health insurance. So the kid was in a regular wheelchair, and he needed this wheelchair. So he sent us a picture of it. We put it in one of the local papers. The next day, we had somebody sponsoring this child to get that wheelchair.
How did that feel?
It felt great.
It makes my heart tingle.
A postal elf named Antoinette says that helping Operation Santa help kids is a highlight of her year.
The reason why I love it, I imagine them sitting there and postal worker coming to the door, bringing, saying, Merry Christmas. Here's your Santa gift. They open it up, their eyes get ecstatic, they start crying and going crazy, be like, oh my God, I can't believe it. I'm going to get my Barbie doll. You know, or they just whatever they wanted.
In the next room, another Operation Santa elf hands out photocopied Dear Santa letters to ordinary New Yorkers like Paul.
And I'm here to try to make hopefully one little kid's Christmas a little bit brighter. They give you 10 letters to read, and hopefully one of them will be something I can afford.
Erica is moved by all the requests for toys, but is more interested in helping out with practical gifts.
I told them, like, socks and shoes and a sweater or a jacket, I think it's most important. Toys definitely is beneficial as well, but I think the necessities are definitely more important. Just to make people happy, and, you know, kids especially, you know, they can't control circumstances, you know, that the parents lose their job or the parents can't afford to get them a gift. And, you know, if I had the means to help out, definitely am.
Of the millions of requests Operation Santa receives every year, only 15% are now answered with an actual gift. But the U.S. Postal Service has written its own letter to Santa, asking him to make that number even higher during next year's holiday season. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.